It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock your head to the side.
McCain may be behind, but the man is a fighter. He doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. He used to. But it was stored in the same part of his brain that remembered to vet his running mate.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Our new feature, Text Talk Back, is up and running. A lot of excitement over my recent gun announcement, pro and con, I got completely hoodwinked into. So you can text talk back to us at WJFK1. Standard rates apply.
Do you feel excited or do you feel like you stepped in something?
I feel that I have to check out Mr. Dukes completely on his voter registration and make sure that he is registered to vote.
That's fair.
If I have proof of that, I will... Oh, no. What the hell am I going to do?
It's a drop in the bucket for you. You're a high roller, swinging dick. It's nothing for you, man.
But you could just not buy a car that week.
I'm not talking about the money. I'm going to kill you if you keep that up, Baldy. I swear to God. And I have it on my list here today. I'm going to talk about that hair of yours.
Just that 1 week, right, Ron?
That's all.
Very, very exciting.
Solid gold Cadillac.
Son of a bitch. Yes, I got it in Dubai. I went over and bought it in Dubai.
The chrome Mercedes.
Oh, what am I going to do? Yeah. All right, so if you verify to me that you actually have voted and I can prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How about a Derringer for your boot?
You said it. A little tiny one they have, like the little ladies have, the Can-Can girls in the Wild Wild West.
You know what? I wouldn't say it's ladylike. I think it's pretty
wicky,
awesome.
Wicky-wicky-wow-wow.
Something in your shoe.
On the show today, in just a second, we're going to get our fantasy football update. And incidentally, when I promoed that, it's coming up just after 3.
Mm-hmm.
I lied.
Yes.
And after 4, we'll have Omarosa from The Apprentice. She will be here with her brand-new book, The Bitch Switch.
She's a C.
Well, I think the word she uses would be a B, you know, so we'll see what she's all about. And also, with one week till the election, Vaughn Verver's in studio just after 5.
He's good.
To tell us what's really happening. I think everybody knows what's happening, but we'll see. Mm. All right, let's get our fantasy football update right now.
Ooh.
Find out how we're doing. Here he is, the commissioner himself, F. Scott Fukerton.
Thank you. Did I hear right that you didn't get to watch any of the games, Mike, on Sunday?
No, I did not. No.
You didn't hear about Mike Singletary's rant? Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
It might be worth somebody pulling for you. I think you'd love it.
Oh, so he went ballistic?
Mike Singletary, who is now the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, went crazy on one of his players because the guy was quote-unquote not a team player and did one of the best coaching rants you'll hear since Jim Mora did the playoffs.
Oh, get that. Yeah. We've got to get that.
Yeah.
I'd love
you'll
to hear that. I was busy running around and buying furniture and furnishing the station because I thought the station needed that, and thank you for your kind words about that. I appreciate that.
Unbelievable. The chairs.
You like
are
the new chairs?
Phenomenal.
See, we
They're
didn't
great.
Know until today that he'd gotten chairs for you guys, too. And I asked him, I said, when do you stop giving?
He just gives and he gives.
I know.
And I answered Buzz. I said, I stopped giving when they put me in the ground. Mike Singletary, known in his playing days as probably one of the craziest linebackers in the NFL. He always used to, that was the first deal when they would always zoom in on his eyes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because
he used to be going, I found it on YouTube here, Chad. Is there language we need to be aware of?
No, he doesn't curse. He's just very intense.
Right, you want to go to it before we do the update?
Absolutely. Let's get an update on this. I want to hear this. There's nothing like a coach rant.
This will shock you, Mike. It's buffering.
Hey.
Singletary was one of the stars of the Chicago Bears when I lived there in 85 and I went to the Super Bowl.
So he has a hit record, too.
Bears shuffling crew.
I want to say this.
Hey, here he is.
Number one is I apologize.
Turn the music down.
I apologize for the start. I don't really... It's like this.
Is he eating volcano tacos?
Today was good for me. It was good for me because sometimes...
I think Drab has got an edited copy where he gets right to it.
You think, hey, you know what?
He can run that down.
Does he ramp up?
Yeah, it takes a while, though, so you might not want to listen to the entire segment.
Let me move ahead and see where we're at.
But I believe the highlight would win him because...
And coach get penalized all the way...
Here we go.
...until we got to do something else. Rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win. Go ahead. What's up? Wow. I told him that he would do a better job for us right now, taking a shower and coming back and watching the game than going out on the field.
Ooh.
Simple as that.
And like, we know who he's talking about?
Between now and
Vernon
that time.
Vernon Davis, okay. Who went to the University of Maryland, actually, is the player. And what the thing about Vernon Davis is, and what Mike Singletary doesn't know, I don't care because Singletary was amazing. Yeah. He's real soft-spoken. He doesn't argue. So Singletary, what he was mad at is he went over to Vernon Davis and was screaming at him because he got a personal foul, and Vernon Davis wouldn't fight back. So Singletary sent him to the showers.
Ooh.
And Mike Singletary's like 55 years old, and he looks like he could play right now.
Yeah, he could, yeah. too.
He's a monster.
When we play Arizona to correct some things, and it's not so much the play, but it's more the mindset, and still having a chance to find out who wants to win, who really wants to win. Sometimes you have guys that it's been so long that we've been unsuccessful. Sometimes it's like a bad relationship. You don't know when it's going to turn again. And after...
That's about... to be honest with you, there's a piece that they put together, which is all the big clips. You might want to grab that.
Okay.
This guy's been a coach for 1 week. This is his first week as a coach.
But
it's been 1 week.
You know,
because
we don't have Jim Mora. We don't have Mike Ditka. You know, we don't have the guys.
No.
Even the guys, even Dick Vermeil when he used to cry.
Yeah.
We don't have the guys that are raving out.
Although
and we need
one
more
thing
of that.
One thing that stays true, though, it's always about this time of year that you get your first real go. I think it was last year that Herm Edwards blew up about this time. Wasn't
but it's
it?
So rare with a guy like Herm Edwards. It really is because you get guys, and it's happening in baseball as well.
Yes.
I use the Red Sox manager, Terry Francona, as an example, the players' manager. Now, it's not that they're not tough guys, they don't manage well, but they're just, you don't have the dictators, the Bill Parcells kind of guys that go out and rant and scream, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun for us to listen to after a game. And I think if you're a fan of the Bears, or you're a fan, I mean, he's not a coach of the Bears, he's San Diego.
Niners.
He's coaching San Francisco now.
Yeah.
And so if you're a fan of the Niners, you want that. Your team, you know, sucks it again, and you want them to come on and rave out. I enjoy that.
He's
stuff.
Amazing.
He's intense. Yeah. All right, well, let's find out what happened in the Fighting Queens Fantasy Football League this week.
All right, in the worst beating I've ever seen, much less suffered in fantasy football, Duke's Dastardlies went down to the Chaos Crew 141-46.
Wow. The margin, though, was under 100 points.
Yeah, I've never even heard of anything like that. The off-mic talkers, Rob, great minds think alike. You two scored 46 points this week.
We could have tied again.
I would love to have been a part of that.
Me too.
Took on the off-mic talkers, 93-46. The Stalks of Corn defeated Joe Ardinger's team 118-104. The Americans, 30-point victors over Viva La Bam, 85-55.
I'm going to need to score more points than that to be competitive in this league, and I'm going to have to make some changes to my roster this week.
And the juggernaut, the Buzz Killers, 88-74 over Oscar Santana's Bottle Service. Buzz Burbank has rocketed up to third place with a 5-3 record.
Fourth straight win.
Anything you would like to say about your team?
We're gonna win 5 in a row now.
Good Lord.
He does not make any of his own decisions.
No.
He couldn't tell you. Who is your starting tight end this weekend?
Yes.
Wow. Who's your starting quarterback? Give me that at least.
Drew Brees, of course.
Very good.
Well, of course, Mike.
Of course it was.
Naturally. Where you been?
Very, very frustrating.
Are you sure that wasn't last year's team?
What happened with the whole trade deal that you wanted to make a trade?
Well, you know, it's not pressing, obviously.
So what's the ranking so far?
10-1, of course. You have Duke's Dastardlies embarrassing the league at 10. Then you have Bottle Service. I don't know why you invited us into this league, which is Oscar Santana at 2-6. Bethann McBride, 2-6 at 8. Mike O'Mara standing strong at 500, 7th place. Lynette?
Lena.
I'll never get it.
I love it. I love it every week.
Number 6, Ford 4. Joe Ardinger is in 5th place at 4-4. Rob Spiewak, 4th place, 4-3-1 tie. I'm sorry about that, Rob.
Yeah, no sweat it.
Buzz Burbank at 5-3. The Stalks of Corn, the F-Sticks, as they've been dubbed in the other room.
F-Sticks!
Yeah.
I'm with that one.
2nd place. And then Smarmy Ass, CK and Drab in 1st place at 7-1.
They just keep winning, and that pisses me off.
When do I play Mike? Have we determined that? Is it this week?
No, I should have got. I can have it for you in a minute, and I'll IM it in.
Don't worry about it.
I had a bad week. The bye week treated me badly, and we will be back. We're going to come back hard.
I'm not as confident as you are because I think my team is just kind of floating around that 60-80 thing, and I think I need more points for that.
This week I face Dukes. The Americans play Joe Ardinger's Westies. The off-mic talkers face the K
Chaos Crew. That's our listener. Bottle Service against Viva La Bam. And the Stocks of Corn take on Rob's team, TCB.
No problem.
There you go, Rob.
This was a bad week. I had to start the defense this week of the Chicago White Sox because of the bye, and it was horrible.
Worked out pretty well for you, though.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, well, I got to say.
Commissioner Fukerton.
We have to thank you guys so much. We get more texts during our show from cities that you guys are heard in.
There we go.
That have never heard of us now than we did ever. So thank you so much
all
for supporting
our
show.
All the more reason awesome. Those cities should put you on the air.
Thank you, yes, Buzz. Well said.
Exactly. Text those program directors as well.
See you, okay. See you at the Boo Bash.
Thank you very much.
F. Scott Fukerton, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes. That's our fantasy update, our gun update, our politics update. My God.
Just brief.
Get those boys in here. I'm ready to go home. We just had a show.
And yet,
we need more time. Time for the first Buzz to look at sex news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
First, a couple of headlines. Game 5 of the World Series postponed at least until Wednesday night.
That sucks. I feel, you know, I never thought I'd say this. I feel for the Philadelphia fans. I really, really do. I mean, this is Mother Nature.
I'll never feel sorry for them.
Mother Nature throwing a curveball. You know what I think
about it?
I remember, seriously, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I would get, I mean, it was my life mm-hmm. for my mom or my dad to take me to a Red Sox game. Mm-hmm. And you plan and you'd save for it. And, you know, I think of the family that might not be one of those corporate box owners.
Right.
And the people that get that one ticket to go up there. Right. And, you know, maybe they've got, you know, they've got their one chance. They got to go back to the middle of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And this is it. I just feel for that. And this weather last night, they tried to get this game in.
Horrible.
What a suck-a-thon.
Well handled, Mr. Selig.
Pretty good day on Wall Street. The Dow's up, almost 700 points.
Wow. Wow.
And gas prices have fallen to below $2 a gallon in some parts of this country.
Well, we'll have a bad day tomorrow, then.
Top story in sex news today is the passing of Gerard Damiano at age 80. Damiano directed the landmark porn film Deep Throat, which set off a battle with President Nixon over free speech and the age of sexual liberation.
Wow.
Damiano helped thrust porn into the mainstream with that film and several others, including the porn classic The Devil and Miss Jones.
Gerard Damiano. He's a gone, Robbie.
Are you so sad?
I'm so sad. But if you think, I got the tears of a clown.
If you think back, does it make you laugh?
Yes.
What I remember about Gerard Damiano is, you know, back, and you'll have to explain this to the kids
scruffy
someday,
beard.
Is that you didn't, porn was such a big deal. I'm trying
I've never
to figure
seen
how to
you get this
it.
Excited about porn.
Porn was such a big deal. It wasn't on the internet. And
no.
If you found one tape, it was the most, in college,
coveted.
We had Return to Alpha Blue,
mm-hmm.
which was an interplanetary porn film set in the future in
That's
outer
kind.
Space.
I'm older than you, and I remember a bachelor party when we actually ran a Super 8 film.
Wow.
And they were so bad.
God, they had to be.
So horrible.
And yet you were grateful for them.
Yes.
I was grateful. And I remember when Betamax came out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the first two movies that I ever rented at a video store were On Golden Pond and Debbie Does Dallas.
Which did you watch first?
Well,
never mind.
One of the misses was home at that particular time, so I waited till later.
But one thing I remember about Damiano is by that point in his career, he would include himself in the credits at the end, and it was so gross. Because there'd be it would end with, as a matter of fact, I remember
he was not a handsome man.
We watched this movie so many times. The music for the last gang scene was the theme to People's Court.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and remember the there's a horn sting and,
right.
and it goes bang. He would time things to go with the music.
Oh, dear.
And it almost made it less erotic because all I could think of was Judge Wapner.
Gerard Damiano.
That's the man.
He will be missed. That's but anyway, right. I didn't like when he would be in the scene and he would wave because it would say produced and directed by Gerard Damiano.
Well, the thing is, there's always that element of porn that is gross.
Yes.
And I believe that Deep Throat, I don't care. Linda Lovelace, any way you slice it, uh-huh. so to speak.
Yeah.
She was just gross. She was so gross. I thought she was gross on every level.
Did you see the Captain Sleaze?
That's all it was way back when was the sleaze factor.
Yeah, yeah.
A new study from the University of Rochester says men are more attracted to women who wear red. Researchers say red is a cue for men, like other animals, to reproduce. Studies have also shown that men spend more money on a lady in red. In Salt Lake City, commuter train passengers complained about a woman who appeared to be riding without pants.
Oh, no.
Transit authority officers escorted her off the train for questioning. The passengers were right. She wasn't wearing pants. She was wearing a skirt that just happened to be shorter than her coat.
Oh, baby.
She was allowed back on the train after being detained and learning a valuable lesson. And in Oregon, a 19-year-old man's been arrested for allegedly trying to use $20 worth of cocaine to pay for a lap dance. Police have now explained to the guy, you can't pay for a lap dance with coke. They only take meth now. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Madonna puts the kids up for sale.
All right.
Next hour in your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Coming up, we will talk to the Bitch of Bitches, Omarosa, live in studio, right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.